Jesus. I praise the Lord for you being here today, and it's good to have some beaches to sit on. I thought you could get six on them, but you can't if somebody sits on your lap. They are a little tight to five, as you are. But anyway, I'm thankful that we have some beaches. We've been following them, a little pit, and some beaches, and everything just worked out fine. Amen. You know, God, He's doing the work. And I tell you, next Sunday, don't forget now, we'll be having a special service here next Sunday. We'll try to have 125 for preaching next Sunday. And we'll have a good time with fun and fellowship. And just, you know, that's what it's about. It's coming to God's house and fellowshipping and worshiping Him in truth. And in the Spirit, don't forget our goal, September 15th. We're going to reach the 10,000 mark. Amen. Amen. That thermometer will go up as we get any kind of all the year, a little cool, but we'll temperature here for all the rise. Amen. Amen. And with the rise, we want to get out of the creek banks. We like awaiting some clover, spiritually speaking, for the Lord around here. Amen. Harmony Baptist Church. I think God's got great things for the Harmony Baptist Church. Well, we'll not hold you long, run along with the preacher, and I found out many times ago at 12 o'clock, God goes around the curve. Amen. You know, we're living in different times for us. 20 years ago, my father and grandfather used to say they'd go to church on Sunday, sit all day, you know, and when they could, you see, but they'd go about once a month, you see. And times is different. We're geared up. We've all worked hard. I work long hours. You work long hours. And we work this week. Some of you have been so good to work. I tell you, Jimmy and Lily and them, and Jimmy Cooper and Gladys and others, and all you have been so good, James. And they're all have just worked together here. And Brother Dixon and his family, Horse Whitters, and just, I tell you, I just can't say enough. Amen. What have you done? That's what it's about. Harmony for the Lord. Amen. If God's in it, it'll go forward. And I praise the Lord for that. But we're going to hold you on. In the 40th Psalm, we find these words. In the 40th Psalm, we find these words. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me also up out of a horrible pit and out of a miry clay, and set my feet up on a rock. And then in verses 5 it said that He put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto my God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. May we pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this day and for the many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come to your house today and to be with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And Lord, I will thank you today for every person that's come this way and for every home that's represented. And I pray, Lord, that you bless those that are sick, those that are in the hospital, those that are in the rest home. Oh, God, be with them in a very special way. Then, Lord, I want you to speak to their heart in a very special way today. And, Lord, minister to the needs that need to be met here today. Now, Lord, help us to always stay humble. May we always be at the foot of the cross. May we always look to you for everything. Help us to have patience as we wait upon your will for our life. For we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, you know, David, he said, why? He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Now, Brother David, he found out some things. You know, David was a man after God's own heart. I mean, you think David, here he was a great man. Like you go over in Jerusalem today, and you go over there, and you mention the name of David. Why, listen, everybody can tell you a story about David. The Jew Orthodox, I mean, the religious of the Jews today. Why, listen, friends, they can tell you something about David. I've been to his tomb there. And Brother David was an outstanding man. Now, David was a man after God's own heart. Then he found out, I could bring up many things about David today. But David, he learned some things as time went on. And as time goes on, we as get older, we began to learn some things. Now, David said, I waited patiently on the Lord. I'll tell you, brother, it's hard for us sometimes to have patience. Amen. I'll tell you, brother, you don't believe that you go uptown somewhere or another, or get in your car and drive somewhere where the traffic's headed, and pull up to a stoplight, and nobody's waiting on you. I'll take people back their fingernails and walking around. They don't have patience, you see. David said, I waited on the Lord, and he said he had patience. Then he also goes on to say that he picked him up out of a horrible pit. Now, back in that day, the pit that David was talking about was a pit that they filled garbage in. The only way that if a person fell in one of those pits of that day, there, the only way they could get out was somebody put a ladder down there for them to climb out. And David was saying that, spiritually speaking, and before that he knew the Lord, in a time in his life that he was in this horrible pit, to say, well, brother, so to speak, we all have been in that pit. Why? Because the Bible said, David goes on to say in Psalm 51, there, verses 5, he said, behold, I was shaken in iniquity and sin, did my love conceive me, you say. Now, brother David is saying that it's God that rests down there in that clay, in that book, and mire, and it's God that rests down his marvelous hand, his everlasting arm. By faith, he picked him up out of that horrible pit where there's nothing but filth and garbage stuck in daily. He said, God rests down, and it was God that picked me up and put me out and put my feet up on a rock. Give me a song, my friends. And the Bible goes on to tell us very plainly that, brother, when God does that, he changes our nature. Amen. Being Christ, he's a new creature. All things is passed away, and behold, all things come new. Now, what happens when God picks up a man out of a horrible pit? We all, in one sense or another, we was in that pit. I mean, before that we know the Lord, we was in a horrible pit. My friends, we couldn't save ourselves. Our goodness couldn't get us to heaven. Our goodness wouldn't buy salvation. Brother, our looks wouldn't get us in. And we was in that horrible pit. And we cried out for mercy. And God come to our rescue. And it was God, spiritually, my friends, that come over and took us by the hand and lift us up, put our feet up on a rock, put a song in our heart, put a spring in our heel, and establish our going for the Lord. And the Bible said, many shall see that and trust in the Lord.
Amen.
You see, many shall see that. Now, the only Bible that a lot of folks have ever read is your life and my life. I mean, brother, there's a lot. They never read a Bible. They never take time to look at the Bible, except as they come and they look at your life. Bible said in our lives like an open epistle known and read of all men. And brother, you present yourself as a friend, and you show the goodness of God in your life. The only way that God has to speak to people's hearts and lives through your life and mine and through the Word of God. So we know that the Bible said that David said that he brought me up. Also out of a horrible pit, it was God that brought me up. And when he picked him up and out of that horrible pit, what happened? Brother, his eyes was open. I think about, brother, there he was in that horrible pit. And he couldn't see the field, the garbage, and brother, the rubbish around him. And brother, here he was, God picked him up, and God opened his eyes. You see, brother, it's God that opens our eyes spiritually, not man, not religion, but God. The rich man in the ninth chapter of the book of John, his eyes was blind. He was blind from his mother's womb. And Jesus passed by, thank God, and they play, knowing these eyes. And this man began to see as he never saw before. His eyes was open. They questioned. He said, one thing I know, I once was blind, but thank God now I see you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you may not know everything about the Bible, but there's one thing you do know. You once were blind, but thank God now you can see. Why? Because the goodness of God is lives in your heart and in your life. And God's changed your nature.
Amen.
You know, when God picked old David up, and when God picked you and I up, he opened our eyes, he changed our nature. Amen. Why, listen, the Bible said we're new creatures. And I know that this old body, I'm living in his time. Yours is too. I mean, we want to keep it long as we can, but listen, just die. But listen, my friend, one day, thank God, we're going to get a new body. Amen. It'll be like the Lord Jesus Christ. It'll never die. He'll never experience an ache or pain. He'll never have a headache or toothache. Thank God on the other side. Wow. Now, most people don't know themselves. That's right, most people don't know themselves. You know, Simon Peter was a great man, but there was a time in his life, and I would have told you something about, he didn't know himself. He didn't know himself. And then that's why Paul said, oh, wretched man am I. You know, a lot of times we don't know ourselves. We do things that we wouldn't think we was doing. And that's what Paul meant. Oh, wretched man am I. And brother, David, he realized that God picked him up and God established his God. God changed his nature. And when God picked a man up out of a horrible pit, he gives him not only life, but he gives him eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, God not only gives you life, but he gives you eternal life. No end to it. I mean, brother, forever and ever. If any man be in Christ, thank God he's a new creature. All things are there. All things come you. And the man that comes to Jesus, and when Jesus saves him, he gives him eternal life. Thank God for that eternal life. That's why the Bible said, Jesus said, not those. Jesus said, he said, all my Father forgive me. Shall come to me, and he that come to me, I'll no longer cast out. And then he said, all that the Father give me. And he said, no man shall ever be able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Thank God, nobody can pluck you out of the hands of God. Why? Because he gives you eternal life. You see, he's eternal. And he gives you life. Thank God for that. And we must recognize that when we're in that horrible pit, my friends, and that's why the Bible said that our very best is nothing but filthy rags. I mean, it was a rag that they wrapped their sores with those that had leprosy, crutch, infection, were rough. Why they wrapped it, that's the kind of rags that Isaiah was talking about. Filthy rags. And he said, our very best is nothing but filthy rags in the eyes of God. And that's why Jesus come and died and shed his blood that I could be saved. You could be saved and not have life, but have eternal life, life everlasting. I praise the Lord for that. Here he's going to come. When he's going to come, we're going to stand and sing a couple verses to some. Now, David, he said, I'll wait patiently. I'll wait patiently, Lord. And you know, we have to go back many times to the Lord just to have patience. One of the hardest things for me to have sometimes is patience. And if that, I mean it is. I mean, but brother, listen, as old as you get, God shows you some things. Then David, he said, you know, said it's the Lord. He reached down, I was in a horrible pit. I was in the pit where there was garbage and filth. And he said, well, it was God that reached down, pulled me up out of it. It was God that done these things for me. Religion can't do it. Education can't do it. It'll take God. God only. God can do it. Maybe someone here today, there's no Lord, maybe a Christian today, will come and just talk to the Lord about something. The altar's always open. Come on, be back to church. Feel free as you stand and sing. What's your prayer? Page 361. 361. Let's stand and sing. 361.
Father, we thank you for each and every one, Father, that has made the way out here this morning. We pray, Father, that they have received the blessing of the favor of being in your house. Father, for whatever reason, or whether that's all of this morning, Father, we just pray that you will bless our hearts and fulfill their needs. Father, we thank you this morning for Brother Tom. We pray, Lord, that you must use this man. Father, we pray for the lost this morning, in this world, this community, and this place that our lost loved this morning. We just pray that the Spirit, Father, will deal with their hearts and their minds, Father, that they'll see a need for Christ Jesus in their own place.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for this building.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for the people that work so hard to get it in the shape of
yes.
Christ, Father. We pray that you will bless each of their one. Now, Father, as we go our own way, Lord, we just pray that you'll go with us wherever we might go, Father, that you'll protect us, Lord, and see us that we are back here at the appointed time, Father. Take us, Lord, now, and just use us for your glory. For I ask this in Jesus' name, for his blessings.
Doing all right, man. Pretty good.
Thank you.
kids have your own room. And he's been here since 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I
got
to meet
your
brother.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you go
okay.
Hey, I like that bell. I heard that bell ring when I was coming down the And then there's been many prayer requests been mentioned this morning. The Lord knows about. Maybe you have a special request. We ask you to look to the Lord at this time of prayer. I'm going to ask for a follow-up, Brother Shelley. Buddy, if you would, lead our hearts. Brother Shelley, would you lead our hearts in the word of prayer?
Our gracious, kind of Heavenly Father, Father, as we gather here this morning, Lord, Father,
yes.
We just want to thank you so much, oh God, that you've given us another day.
Yes.
We will be coming to worship you, Lord. We have Heavenly Father, let us pray, God, this is the greatest day we've had. Give
yes.
Us the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we pray for Brother Tom, he brings a message.
Yes.
Oh God, this blessing to you. Father, go with us now and give us a day, Lord. So happy, oh God,
yeah.
That you live in Jesus and serve him for every day. You, God, go with us and give us a good day and have mercy on us.
Yeah.
That is all we ask. Your precious holy name we praise. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Shirley, for that humble prayer. And good morning. Good to see this number in the Lord's house. Thank you for coming and being in the service today. It is an honor to have you visit with us, you that's visiting with us today. And trust that you will not be a visitor or feel like that you are, but that you will be just one of us. You're the harmony that is church. And it is the Lord's day. We praise the Lord for this day. As David said in the 122nd Psalm, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And so we're glad that you're here today. We're glad that the Lord is here, and we're glad that our choir is here. So choir, if you come on this time early, and we're going to have three members of the singing. I can say again, we appreciate each one of being here today. And we're going to have a father for the Lord with us today. And Jimmy, he had a birthday this week. Jordy, my son, happy birthday to this morning. He was here. He wanted me to hold the broadcast, wanted me to sing that song. Now, I've never been so homesick before. And I couldn't find it. Then I was going to say that I've never been this old before either. Amen. And Joanne, she's got one this week. Somebody want to know how old she was. Well, she's old as I am. Amen. All right, you pray for the choir for this organized, but we'll get organized here in just a few
thank you. like to take this opportunity that Brother Tom has already to welcome each and every one here at the Army Baptist Church today. Thank you, Lord. So much appreciate your presence today to share with us a special time in the life of the Army Baptist Church. This is the day that we're going to dedicate our building here to the Lord. So just press an invitation to you. If you don't have a home church, be sure to come back and be with us each and every Sunday as you cross again. And we have announcements today. This is the day that we're going to be dedicating our building. We'll be having lunch on the ground today, immediately following worship service. And so immediately after worship service, we'll be going out on the front porch and setting up our meal there. We won't be having it here in the sanctuary. It's cool here. We know it's hot out there, but this is a sacred place. It's God's holy house. So we'll be eating out on the front porch today. And we encourage each and every one to stay with us and share with us this meal.
Amen.
Anyone else have any announcements?
Wednesday night service starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay, we have changed Wednesday night service from 7:30 back to 7 o'clock. I'm going to be mindful of this. But we have some here today we'd like to present. I'd like to ask our pastor and his wife to come forward. They had an anniversary here a week ago this past Friday. And we're keeping up with it, I believe. Tom is 9 days closer to being out of the wilderness now than he was.
Thank you.
song. I was going to sing it with me. It's Your Grace Till It